Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. When we come back from the break, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Rafael Escoto about his upcoming Executive Trade Expo on April 29th in Atlanta.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to empower women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.
Welcome back to Sparkplug Radio. My guest today is a native Dominican. He moved to the U.S. at an early age. Rafael began his entrepreneurial career as a fashion designer, moving to interior design and furniture manufacturing. In 2011, he moved to Atlanta, believing that it was a great city to develop his marketing concept. Always a supporter of his fellow entrepreneurs, he wants to share with them what he has learned on his previous journey and what he is still learning. We're honored to have on the phone today a man who believes in paying it forward, Mr. Rafael Escoto. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you.
How are you today, Rafael?
Great. I'm doing great.
Or should I say, como está usted?
Muy bien, muy bien.
All right.
Gracias.
Are you ready to talk about your Executive Trade Expo?
Yes, I'm
All
ready.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay? Rafael, tell us, what is the concept behind your Executive Trade Expo?
My concept is actually, it has two parts in this concept. The one is to help small business people to succeed with a small budget. My first concept is ABC. One is that I build a platform in which I bring a lot of people into an event, and they're able to sell the products or pick up leads during the show, during the event. The second part is that word of mouth. I believe in word of mouth business. Why? It's because I used to spend $10,000 in Architecture Digest ads every other month. But through my experience, all these years, I felt that word of mouth clients was the best clients. So I go around Atlanta, Buckhead, Midtown, downtown, go to all the events, go to various places, people that I know. I have a budget allocated to that. So people that participate in my show, in my event, I will have a lookout for them to send those leads to them. So word of mouth business is very, very important. The third step is that I'm affiliated with a gentleman that is brilliant as far as optimizations, social medias, and we blast emails for about 10 to 15,000 people a month. that is another way of obtaining business for people that are part of my group. The next step is that I mentor small business in many areas of concerns, and I invest many years in business, an interior design business, fashion business, gallery business, art, beauty business, hair business, and being from that background, having that experience behind me, I want to share my experience with the small business people. I will allow them to come to me and tell me where they're lacking in the business world, and I'm able to help them and assist them in any way I can to bring balance in the personal world and the business world.
Well, you talk about your three concepts of marketing. What are those concepts, and how do you apply them?
Well, like I said, Sparkplug, I first have those events in a wonderful place with good settings, and I have a little bit of twist with that, which I make a lot of effort to bring a great deal amount of people into that facility. I gather with a lot of people, various people, to help me out to use the databases so I can bring as many people as possible. So that is a first platform to for them to pick up leads, sell their products, and have fun. The twist with the event is that I have motivation speakers. I have a fashion show, and I have music. I want people to have fun. I want people to relax when they're in business, because one of the key things is to have balance in life. I spent many years being consumed with just business, and I've totally forgot about my personal life. So I don't want people in business to forget about that. It's extremely important for them to have fun when they come to those events. At the same time, they have a great time. They enjoy themselves. And I want them to ask me, when is the next event?
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about your Executive Trade Expo. Who should attend, and what should they expect to be different about this event?
Well, I'm looking for small business people, people that are in corporations, people that are in various business. I put a lot of emphasis in health and wealth, holistic, nonprofit organizations, to all gather together and collectively, and we, because I'm looking not as me and mine, I'm looking at all the people together so we can make efforts to bring as many people as possible. I'm looking at small business people. I look just about every person that is in the profession business up to 28 to 40, 50, 60 years old.
All right. Well, what is the date, time, and location of your event, and what is the cost?
The cost is $10. And this is going to be a Havana Club, right in Buckhead. The address is 2811 Piedmont Road in Buckhead. And it's going to be 6 to 11.
All right. Well, Raphael, mentoring small business owners is something that is near and dear to you. What is your concept of mentoring, and how have you assisted your fellow small business owners?
Well, Spark Plug, being in business for so many years and being isolated, being alone, being by myself, I share that experience for somebody in business today. I believe that that first I will have a questionnaire for that person to ask how, when, how much love that person has for the business, his dedication, his devotion. And that second part that I go through, what are the books of the companies? Do you have business plan? Do you have policies and procedures in place? Do you have training manuals? Do you have research and development in place? Then I go into faith, that mentality that is important. Do you have perseverance? Do you have determination? Do you have endurance? Because those things are very, very important when we're in business for decision making. And we need to actually feel strong in decision making. I do not like to have a business person to have clouds, uncertainties, insecurity, not having faith. So that is very important. The other aspect is that, and this is what I found in myself while I was in business, it is okay to be an understanding about the Creator. And it's okay to understand about the creation. But the self is extremely important. And I know undeniably we have advanced in literature, technology, science, but not so much in self. And when it comes to that point, I put a lot of emphasis in understanding spirituality. Being in that spiritual world is very, very important, and being happy in life. So I spend a great deal of time talking to the person about where they are in their life, because I personally understand that if I'm not awakened and I don't have awareness, it is a problem for me to navigate in life, in the business world, in the personal world, and being successful. So I will say, through meditations and self-reflections, there's a way to be happy and be successful in business. And through self-reflection, you understand the self so much better. And as you practice, you develop this increase about enlightenment, which is very peaceful well. And we need it in business, especially today. Today, with the economic condition that exists today, there are a lot of problems today. People are having tremendous amount of problems today. And I'm not just talking about a person in business, but just about everybody. The stress level is very high. So how can we be at peace with ourselves? Well, we need to understand the self. And if we don't understand the self, it's a problem for us to succeed in business. So I have a method, and an organized method, to invest time with this person. And I love to mentoring people in business, because there was something that was missing in my life for many years. And I'm here to offer that, because I found that through the years. that is very important. And so I will go through the method of, first, how will you attain happiness in your life? Well, the first one is, there are four steps in that. One is that love that gives is very important. In another word, is to have compassion. And the third is nurturing others without expecting anything in return. The second part is that we need to have knowledge and wisdom to understand that spiritual truth. Without knowledge and wisdom, it is a problem, because we have stress, we have anger, we get upset, we have setbacks, and a lot of the things are man-made. So we need to have understanding about these things. The third step is do self-reflection. I personally do self-reflection every day, perhaps about 6 times during the day. Why? Because you need to have exploring the right mind. Having the right scene, have the right reflection, have the right speech, have the right meditation, the right living, the right efforts. And that is very important. And B, reflecting on your past thoughts and deeds, just to remove all the uncertainties and clouds and rust and all the things that goes through your mind throughout the day. So that is extremely important, and that is how you can influence your spirit aura to emanate on you.
Well, Raphael, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, Raphael, we've seen your interior design work in a magazine, and it was absolutely amazing. How has your background in interior design and furniture manufacturing helped you in this new endeavor?
Well, Sparkplug, I invest many, many years in the design business. I work with about 28 designers, 2 architects, and I used to do commercial and residential projects in Washington, D.C. So working in the design business is probably the most complex business. And I used to own different businesses, but the design business is very complex, because you can go to school and learn the principles and elements in design. And that, to me, is probably equivalent as 15%. The 85% is about behavior, understanding people, how to work with people. And I experienced working with a lot of designers that get out of school and they have 2 years of experiences. And when they came to me, I said, well, we need to retrain you. Because I believe in being the best of the best in your field. You need to understand products. You need to understand you need to have the features and benefits of the products. You need to understand textiles. You need to understand the clients. You need to know how the manufacturer operates. Because you get involved with multitudes of products. So you need to understand all the different parts, and you need to build yourself with a lot of good ingredients in order to be successful in the design business. I used to work with so many designers, and we had many projects, and they need to work with subcontractors, and they need to understand all the parts, how, you know, window treatments, floorings, walls, ceiling. And that helped me a lot, tremendously, working with people, with behavior, with products, with all the manufacturers. Spark Plug, I always told myself that if I'm going to be in a business, I need to understand very well and do the best of the best. I want to be excellent in the business. So I felt that I need to be a manufacturer to actually understand the spectrum, the whole spectrum of the business. So I was a manufacturer. I had a manufacturing facility in High Points, North Carolina. I had a facility in Spain, in Valencia, Spain. I had another facility in Mexico, in Guadalajara, Mexico, and Philippines. So I used to travel tremendously. And let me just tell you this. That's a whole different world of just being in the design business. That's a whole separate business, separate settings in the manufacture. By being a manufacturer gave me tremendous amount of access to furniture, to produce anything. You would show me a picture I was able to produce. Produce that piece of furniture, perhaps a 1/4 of the value of maybe another manufacturer. So that gave me a tremendous amount of experience dealing with manufacturing, dealing with my design business, and I really wanted to share that experience. I really think that if you are in a particular business, you need to understand A through Z, and that's what I was trying to accomplish. Now, I used to travel all over the world. I used to go to shows in Italy, Milan. I used to go to fabric shows in Lake Como. I used to go to New York. I used to go to Los Angeles. I used to go everywhere to events, to places where I need to acquire more knowledge. And I really wanted to share that experience with everybody. And it comes from me, from my love, that I wanted to offer my time to a small business to excel.
All right. Well, Rafael, before we bring this interview to a close, tell the people in our listening audience why they should attend your Executive Trade Expo on April 29th in Atlanta at the Havana Club.
Well, as I said, Spark Plug, my event has a concept behind. It's not just an event that I want to make a lot of money. There's not really a lot of profits in the business of events. What I'm looking to have people there to work collectively, to work together, to work as a team, to produce business, to produce this marketing concept with no budget, to obtain leads and to obtain or sell their products and come have fun. It's a new way of doing business. And not only that, but the other two concepts that I mentioned, the word of mouth and the blasting emails, we're very fortunate to have all these social medias right now, how to do marketing very inexpensively. And two, to come and have fun. Events today is a way of socializing, just to have a great time and meet people, and talk to people and conduct business.
Well, Raphael, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I will give you my telephone number. It's 678-727-3130. I will repeat, 678-727-3130. My email address is resco30@gmail.com. Again, resco30@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Mr. Raphael Escoto, founder of the Executive Trade Expo in Atlanta, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to people who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another wonderful job. So until next time, I have one question for the women business owners listening to this show. Isn't it time for you to look like a superstar in People You Need to Know magazine? Give us a call today to find out how we can provide you with world-class marketing for your business. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-9000. 964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to Empower Women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000. People, you